We know that fiber is a good thing, but can you have too much of a good thing? Andrea Hall-Wegner is a registered dietitian with HealthStand Nutrition. She joins us every week to talk about nutrition. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, Angela.
I think we're finally getting the message that you have to have some fiber in your diet, but can you go overboard?
Well, it's pretty tough to do. You know, the average adult needs anywhere between, let's say, 20 and 40 grams of fiber a day, and most Canadians are only getting about half of that. So while there's the occasional client we come across where they're eating a massive amounts of fruits, vegetables, and that, and it's causing them some gas and bloating, and we have to encourage them to decrease it, the vast majority of people actually need to get more.
I hear when it comes to fiber, I hear the term soluble, insoluble. What's the difference, and do we have to include both?
Great question, and we do need to include both. They actually both play different roles. Now, insoluble fiber is the type of fiber that's providing a lot of roughage or keeping us regular from a digestive standpoint. So if you're someone that's struggling with constipation, it would be my first recommendation that you need more insoluble fiber in your diet. And so those are going to be found in things like the skins of fruits and vegetables, in nuts and seeds, and also things like beans, lentils, chickpeas, and wheat-based fiber. Wheat-based bran fibers are going to be your big ones. So more of those foods actually increases transit time, which means digestive movements go through the body faster and just allows you to keep more regular.
So that's insoluble. Then what's soluble?
Soluble fiber is an important type of fiber that is really good for reducing cholesterol. So if you're struggling with high cholesterol levels, you always hear that fat is important to look at. Well, soluble fiber and getting enough of it is one of the other ways that we can help you with your blood cholesterol levels. Soluble fiber, in essence, actually grabs on to cholesterol in your body and pulls it out. So foods rich in oats, oat brands. You remember oat bran was really popular for a while. Oatmeal is in there. And then anything with psyllium-based fiber. So there's lots of breakfast cereals really being formulated to address soluble fiber to improve heart health. Also, soluble fiber, great in things like apples, pears, beans, lentils, hummus, barley. Also really good things to eat.
All right, so I know I've got to have fiber in my diet. Do some people go overboard when it comes to trying to increase it?
Well, the key is if you haven't been eating a lot of fiber, and we do find this with a lot of our clients, when they start adding more healthful types of foods, they'll say, oh, I'm just not responding so well. I'm really gassy and bloated. And the trick with fiber is your body has to get used to it. So it's slowly introducing those things. Then let's say starting each morning off with a massive bowl of a bran-based cereal. It's almost a shock to the system. So transition in nice and slowly so that your body can get used to it.
And it does eventually get used to it, because I know that is a concern for a lot of people when you talk about the side effects of fiber.
Sure, and for sure you do get used to it. It's even with things like beans and lentils that particularly cause people gas. Well, if you lived in Mexico, you'd be eating those things twice a day, and you're going to find that your digestive system really does get used to whatever you tend to feed it.
Is there a better time in the day when you should try to get that fiber?
You know what? Biggest thing is just threading both those wheat-based types of foods and your fruits and veggies throughout the day. So little bits tend to be easier to tolerate than, let's say, having all of your fiber at breakfast through a cereal and berries and dried fruits, which are all really great sources. It would probably be easier to tolerate if you spread things out a little bit through the day.
Andrea, thanks for this.
You're welcome.
Andrea Hall-Wegner. For more nutrition information, you can check out her blog, healthstandnutrition.com/blog.